And hopefully the Braves can get some help in that bullpen, because if not, it's going to be a long season for those guys. You know, even though it's early, that's going to come back and bite them. Mike Bernard from OTM Sports on the line with us. Mike, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Coach. Ready to talk some playoff basketball.
Yeah, and if there's one sport that I know less about than cricket, it's NBA basketball. But, of course, we want to we're going to take a look at the playoffs. We'll start out. Let's look at – I guess you could say this is kind of the marquee matchup going into the first round, the Spurs and the Nuggets. Denver, the number two seed, Spurs, the number seven seed. But this is one of those games where, you know, as they say in the old cliche, you can throw out the record book when the Nuggets and the Spurs get together.
Yeah, well, Coach, and Denver flew under the radar all year as far as the media and the hype's concerned. They're the number two seed. I was a little surprised to see the Nuggets favored minus 260 to win the series. I thought the public sentiment would be with the Spurs. I mean, they have the best coach in basketball. They've been to the playoffs a record 22 straight years. And Denver's had a great season, but the Spurs have been there and done it in the postseason for 22 consecutive years.
Mike, you're right about that. When I, again, I do not follow NBA basketball. I don't think I have followed NBA basketball since I moved from Chicago and Michael Jordan retired. But when I took a look and when I pulled some stuff up, I was shocked that the Spurs have done as well as they have for 20-plus years now. I mean, that is truly off the charts. But then when I look at Denver, their home court advantage, they play well at home, and I don't know if the Mile High air effect works indoors as supposedly it does work outdoors, but they have the best home court record in the regular season at 34-7. That was very surprising. And when you look at the series, four of the potential seven games, if it goes that far, will be played in Denver, so that may give them a bit of an edge.
No doubt. That's spot on. That's why the series price is so high, and I would not be surprised to see this series decided by a Game 7 in Denver, and that, of course, means the Nuggets are going to have the advantage.